Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features that you find there totally free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
So we've been talking, for those of you just tuning in, about today, what Nemi and I experienced at the local courthouse. Now, if you've been following this show for a little while, you know that Free Talk Live kind of has, for lack of a better term, kind of a bit of a reality show component to it. And now, it's not like reality TV, where it's all canned and staged and whatever, produced and edited. No, no. Free Talk Live is reality radio in kind of a different way. It's reality in that the hosts of the show aren't just talking about the news in some cases. We're actually there when the news is made.
It's happening.
Right. In some cases, we're actually part of the news being made. We're actually the people making the news. And when I say that, in a lot of cases, I'm referring to civil disobedience and non-cooperation, which are kind of part and parcel to the flavor of activism up here in the Keene area, or at least a lot of some of the activism that goes on up here. Certainly the most noticeable activism, because, well, it's hard not to notice when people, your friends, are getting thrown in cages for the dastardly crimes of not standing for a man in a robe as he walked into the room of the Cheshire Superior Court today.
I'll tell you, from a personal standpoint, this was the first time, I mentioned this in the last segment, that this was the first time I had walked into the Cheshire County Court as a quote-unquote known associate of that dreaded Free State Project. You know, and I've walked in there before. I've been treated respectfully. I'm very much a golden rule kind of person. You know, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. I was respectful. You know, and I know I gave you some flack because I was waiting for you to be giving me some flack for kissing the ring or bowing down and begging for permission. And I did take some flack for that today. But I did really kind of come at this as I'm going to go to this and just be who I am.
Right.
Treat people respectfully. I had a really good experience in the Grafton County Superior Court. I walked in. I put my laptop bag on the conveyor belt. I put my phone on the conveyor belt. Put my cameras on the conveyor belt. They put it through. They let me take it. They just gave me a copy of the new ruling from Tina.
That's the head administrative judge of the Superior Courts.
Which, as we noticed today, I was, as we were waiting in the lobby, I was reading the latest notice from Arnold, Judge Arnold, in Cheshire County Superior Court.
That's
and
his, the power mad guy that had people
arrested today. Yeah, and I was absolutely blown away by the wording in his order that was apparently not superseded by Tina's order. And it was essentially, it was very targeted, in my opinion, to the folks, to the activists, to the Free Keene.
Well, yeah, of course.
In that if you violate the order, you may lose your camera and it may be used as evidence against you.
Yeah, they're literally threatening to take your stuff from you if you somehow use a camera out in a court lobby. There's severe restrictions at this particular courthouse, unlike any other courthouse in the entire state of New Hampshire.
I haven't seen anything like it. And actually, Derek J. and I are now planning after the first of the year to visit every single courthouse in the state.
And see and compare.
I want to see. Because right. I was disgusted and appalled by what I saw today. Because
they're all supposed to have the same uniform policy across the
courts.
You
would think so. It would make sense. Now,
well, they've all been issued the same order. You mentioned that head administrative judge. She wrote an order that, you know, is supposed to specify exactly how this, you know, camera restrictions are supposed to work. And when questioned about that order yesterday, because we were also in court yesterday, the bureaucrats said, well, we've got 60 days to implement the order. Because I said, how long does it take for you to put this, they're supposed to have this designated area for the media who want to record things like maybe interviews with witnesses or interviews with, you know, lawyers or whatever outside of the courtroom. So they have this, what they call a staging area they're supposed to set up. Well, they haven't set one up yet. And I asked them, well, where's the staging area? Well, we haven't decided. I said, well, how long do you have? You've been given this order, which means you're supposed to do something by this judge. How long do you have to actually implement this order? And they claim 60 days.
I don't remember seeing anything said in the order about 60 days.
No, that's just what they claim. They could make all that up.
And to contrast to Grafton County, they were perfect. And I actually went to the folks who were at the screening area and I said, I'm not really clear on what this order is telling me. And I really don't want to overstep my bounds. I don't want to get arrested.
Yeah.
I was physically shaking today. It was terrible, terrible to see my friends get arrested and know that just 2 minutes earlier, they had been sitting on either side of me. And it could have just as easily
been me. You. Absolutely. And it's less likely to be you because you're a female, but all that said, they did arrest a lady.
They arrested
Kelly, and she did not get out of her chair. She said she would have if they hadn't arrested Tally as he was getting up. Tally had gotten up out of his chair, and he was getting the process of getting stuff together and leaving, and they decided to arrest him. And she said that the reason why she stayed seated at that point, because she was so upset that they'd arrested Jason Tally, who was attempting to actually leave the courtroom. And all of this because people didn't stand for the man in the robe. That's what all this is about. It's all so petty.
I'm glad you bring it back to that.
Well, and the man in the robe then has an arraignment because they arrested these people on contempt of court charges. They took them downstairs. They took them out to the jail. They stripped them down. They took all their stuff off of them, held them in the holding cells. They were singing, by the way, in the holding
cells. I know.
Singing chronic Christmas carols. And then they brought them back, like after a half an hour, to the courthouse, had arraignments.
Didn't approve their media requests either.
They didn't put any media requests in that I know of. We put in media requests or notices, but they weren't able to know about that, and we got there a little bit late, too, because it was kind of up in the air as to when the arraignments were going to happen.
I believe there still, as a matter of law, should have been a ruling on the notice that was pending before the court.
Well, the matters of law don't really matter because
in
the number one rule of the courts is you can waive the law at your discretion
if
you're the judge. So none of the rules actually apply if they decide they don't want them to.
Yeah.
So all of this was happening. They bring these people, Tally and Kelly, they bring them both back to the court after stripping them at the jail, bring them back to the court. They have an arraignment. And during this, if it's a contempt of court, it's not an arraignment. It's a right of elocution is what it is. And right of elocution is where you're given the opportunity to explain yourself. So you get to tell the man in the robe why you did what you did.
Or, in Tally's case, have the judge lecture you and then ask you for commentary.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much all this was really about. This was about the man in the robe, Judge John P. Arnold, flexing his muscles and to show, I can have you arrested for anything.
That's right.
And that's what he did. And then I can also show you how benevolent I am. Look, I'm going to bring you back, and I'm going to release you.
Happy holidays.
He did. He said that to them. He had the gall to tell them happy holidays.
Have a happy holiday. Now that you've stood here, they brought Jason into the courtroom in a wheelchair. And who did he hurt? That's what I want to know.
No one. He didn't hurt anyone in person. He hurt, from their perspective, their legitimacy.
Well, and that was the impression I got from Arnold. However, I also, that when you and I got there, we had missed Kelly's arraignment, but we were there in time for Tally's arraignment, and to walk in and listen to what that man was saying to my friends. Even if Jason was not my friend, let's say this is a year ago, if I had seen what I saw today, I would be over here being like, hey guys, my name's Nemi.
How can I help?
What can I do for you?
That's cool.
So that's where it's really kind of a red pill day for me, because it was absolutely shocking to me to see how these men treated people who, sure, everybody, it's a controversy. There are controversial feelings. Folks have come here, not everybody agrees with civil disobedience. There was a man I met out As they took Jason, I'll tell you after the break, as they were hauling Jason out, dragging him across the floor, we were shouting for him, do not hurt my friends.
Right.
Stop. No. And there was a man outside who was smiling and watching us the whole time, because apparently there are some people in the world who think that treating people that way is okay.
More coming up here at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live. On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You were back here with my son.
Yes, Predator
Yes.
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly is set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What? Tell me you had a kid and a wife.
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's Y-E-A-R-D-L-E-Y movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Join the features on the site. We have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone, want to get quick access to the live streams and podcast. Just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And visit wisefoodstorage.com to learn more about a way for you to get peace of mind this holiday season or any time of the year, because destabilizing events tend to happen from time to time in our world, and it could strike close to home. At some point, whether it's a natural disaster or unemployment, food shortage, it's important to be prepared. And Wise Food Storage can help you with that. WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE. What they offer are delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff, packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches. They carry 25-year shelf life. I mean, this is some serious storage food, but it's also really good. Don't believe me? Try it for yourself. They will give you a free entree sample if you call them up at 855-FOOD-WISE or visit wisefoodstorage.com. Get the free entree sample. Give it a try. You'll find out it's for real. And then order as much as you'd like. They make them available in different amounts, all the way up to like a whole pallet full of food. I mean, you can get some serious food stored away from wisefoodstorage.com, and I think you'll find that it's pretty affordable as well. In addition, use our code FTL, and you'll get free shipping and 10% off of any order. That's code FTL at wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE. All right, so we can continue in a moment here more of today's drama from the courts in Keene. But first, because you've had a hell of a day, Nemi, and a very eye-opening experience in a not-so-positive way. But first, let's talk to Doug, listening in Chicago. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nemi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Doug, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, man, I was just wondering why you guys don't, like, try to focus in on New Hampshire, you know, like, all right, we got Ron Paul, right? He's awesome. He's great.
Yeah.
And he's better than, like, obviously we want no government at all. That'd be, you know, ideal. But, you know, why don't we focus in on, like, a governor of New Hampshire? You know what I'm saying? Like, someone that can just bring freedom to New Hampshire.
Are you new to the show?
I think.
What's up?
Are you new to Free Talk Live?
No, well, I'm semi-new. Yeah, I'm semi-new.
But welcome, really, first of all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, first up, we are, because I moved here as part of the Free State Project, and we talk about the Free State Project.
I know that. I'm a signature.
Great. That's, so how are we not focusing on New Hampshire? Do you mean on air on Free Talk Live?
No. I mean, like, the government there, like, I don't know what you guys are trying to do, like, if you're trying to secede from the union or the government or whatever.
It depends who you ask.
That's
right.
A perp. Yeah,
It depends who you ask. The Free State Project is a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all converging onto New Hampshire to get active.
Right.
Some of those people agree with secession. Some of them do not. Some of them might want to focus more on nullifying. Some of them might want to work to change the system from the inside out. Some might want to work from the outside in. Some might do both. So there's no one-size-fits-all kind of mentality here.
I don't know what nullifying, but, like, I'm totally with you guys. I'm like, government is evil. Government is force. Government is, you know, government's like, it basically stops ideas from growing. It stops people from growing. It stops people from joining. And I'm totally with you on that. But
right on. So where's the critique then, I guess?
At the same time, you know, maybe seceding, maybe growing their own government within New Hampshire would not be a horrible thing.
I think there are a lot of people that support the idea of secession.
Absolutely. I think I would certainly welcome you to the Free State Project. I would encourage you to learn more about New Hampshire. It's very cold up here occasionally.
He's in Chicago.
Chicago, same thing.
You're good. It's the same 6 months over here too.
You get more wind in Chicago.
I would certainly encourage you to check out the forums at the Free State Project. Post some of your thoughts, and people will come back to you and give you some information so you can go kind of explore on your own and learn more and develop your own opinions. And I think that's really valuable here because there are so many different people who do their activism or do act in their own way that may or may not be the same way that works for you. You know,
I come from a family that has Democrats and Republicans, and, like, honestly, it's all a big joke.
Yeah.
And I've always known that until, like, I heard you guys, and I was like, oh, this is awesome, Free State Project. But, what I'm saying is, like, and, yeah, the forums, yeah, you know, that sounds like a good idea and all, but what I'm saying is, like, having
their
own government, like, if you got, like, a Ron Paul, to run for your governor, maybe then you could really, really make some, like, progress.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I got you.
Not even, like, not even really polling in New Hampshire right now, and it's, like, it's so upsetting to me. Because, like, he's gonna win the Iowa caucuses, but he's
don't get your hopes up, first of all.
Well, yeah, the Iowa caucuses, but I think Ron Paul is actually doing better in New Hampshire than it's being widely reported.
I guess we'll find out over time, but really, I mean, the Free State Project is a movement of people that are very different. I mean, they all agree on one thing, and that is that liberty is important, and that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. But they're all focusing in slightly different ways on what they think is appropriate as far as activism is concerned. And so if you think it's a good idea to run really strong, liberty-minded candidates, you should come here and do that. And I as you say, you are a participant in the Free State Project, and I think that's great, so we'll see you when you get here. Thanks, Doug. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because I know there are plenty of people that would agree with him. And,
absolutely.
And they are very active in the political process, and they are getting elected here in New Hampshire, which is something the Libertarian Party only dreamed that they could accomplish. I mean, we've had at least a dozen Free Staters, actual people that moved here as part of the Free State Project, have been elected as part of the House of Representatives.
That's right.
So that's already happened, and it's still early on yet. And speaking of early on, Kelly is on the line here, listening in keen. Is this the Kelly that was arrested today?
Yes, of course. Hi,
Kelly.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Welcome.
I was just over here listening with Derek.
Thank you. Well, welcome to Free Talk Live. And tell me about your experience today in court after being arrested for not standing for the robed man.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I don't like to stand for men. I mean, I heard you say that, and you know, that really kind of struck a chord with me. I don't stand below any other man or woman or human being. We're equal, and why should I have to stand up for this gentleman just because he's wearing a robe? I don't think that's right. So it's really kind of against my belief system.
Especially when you're being yelled
the,
at.
Category of religious freedom.
Sure, absolutely. And that's what I've always said. It's my religion as a Quaker to not hold one man above another. But they don't care about that.
Are you a Quaker? Right.
Yeah, Marcus as well. And I had forgotten you were Quaker as well, Ian. And
I'm not as devoted as Mark.
Well,
but I like a lot of
in discussing
stuff.
This afterward, there are several reasons why I didn't stand up because I was too busy listening to the guy who was screaming at us about either take off your hat. I didn't have a hat on. If you're looking on the cam, I'm dressed in business attire. You know, you wouldn't know that I was someone who needed to be screamed at to comply.
Right.
Kelly, stick with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. We'll let you get your thoughts out and tell your kind of side of this. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. And I want to talk about solutions here because it's a very frustrating problem we're dealing with. There has to be an answer. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. FloridaGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
We are, of course, joining you here. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a lot of features, and you can support Free Talk Live as well. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give you the website for free, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Do it at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details and use any major credit card through PayPal to sign up, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our secure site over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls, Kelly is on the line, one of the newer movers to Keene, New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project. Actually, Kelly, are you a Free State Project participant? Or I guess I'm not too certain on that. Kelly, are you with us?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you a Free State Project participant?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes people move without signing for the Free State Project, and I wasn't sure if you were one of those people. So you did move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a movement of thousands
of
people.
Yes, but I did not sign.
Oh, you did not?
No, I did not sign.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to?
Yeah.
Can she, now that she's here?
Sure, sure. You can do it after the fact.
Actually, papers, please, I think that Kelly. I did originally sign up with it, but I didn't sign the final forms or whatever. I mean, I just believe in kind of checking something out for myself, really, before I sign something. I mean, contract should be honored, right?
Sure, and it's not really a contract. It's just a statement of intent. So when you sign up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, you click the join link. It's only going to be a statement of intent. It's your intent to move to New Hampshire and to get active for liberty.
I did sign that.
Right.
Yes.
So so you moved here, and by the way, has it been everything you expected it to be so far?
Oh, absolutely. I love it here.
Really?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Did you underestimate the cold, Kelly?
You know what? The cold's been a little bit of a culture shock, I must say. Well,
and there's no snow on the ground yet.
She hadn't tried the thermals out.
That's right.
She hasn't tried thermals.
We have a date, she and I. We're going to go out and get it winterized.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes. This is one of my new tasks as the local native.
So you were out today at the court and you got arrested because a man in a robe walked into the room. Some men wearing coats and carrying weapons yelled that everyone should rise. And you and the rest of the folks sitting around you did not. The men in the coats got very upset about this and they immediately began threatening you all. Some folks got up and walked out because they said that you need to leave or else. And you were just kind of bewildered by all this. At least I'm sitting there watching this, and you're pretty bewildered by what was going on around you and the behavior of these men in coats.
Definitely. I don't like being spoken to like that.
Jason Talley was trying to get up and leave, and they arrested him anyway, just because, well, they've arrested him before, and they tend to not like people who are activists very much. And you're sitting there watching, taking all this in, and you decided to stay seated. You didn't even get up to try to leave. What was going through your mind?
It was wrong. The whole thing was just very immoral. I mean, there's, like I said, I don't believe that they have the authority to tell people when to stand up and when to sit down. So, I mean, it's immoral in the first place to me. I mean, I moved out here, kind of wanting to, work on that and work on the system, so.
So how did you decided that you were so fed up with how these people were behaving, you were just going to stay seated?
Yes, definitely. That's why I moved out here.
They dragged Jason Talley out. They dragged Jason Talley out by the hands. You're watching all of this happen. Then they came over to pick on you, kind of gave you one last chance to get up and leave, probably because you're a woman. And and then they decided to arrest you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I gave him my hand. I said, go ahead. You were there. I said, go ahead, cuff me.
And
no, I'm not going to get up. I'm not going to submit to your arbitrary rules. I don't consent. I don't consent to that kind of...
I don't offer respect to people...
like that.
I don't offer respect to people who are disrespectful to me.
Right. And this is what I was telling the security agent, Mr. Tebow, who had threatened me twice earlier in the very same day. After the trial, you didn't get to see this, Kelly, because you were taken into the back and taken out to the jail. But after the trial, Tebow started lecturing people on respect. And how you need to respect them.
I wish I had been there.
And
I'm probably glad that I wasn't, because I would have probably been hauled away.
Because I told him, look, you've got to earn respect, Tebow, and you don't earn respect by taking peaceful people and putting them into cages.
Or just behaving the way that he conducted himself today. Yeah. The whole day, start to finish, he was rude and menacing and threatening
to
you.
Why should he be anything but?
Because, you know why?
He's attacked people before.
It's common courtesy.
Sure, but it doesn't have to. You don't have to be courteous if you work for the government.
Well,
working
I
for
guess
the government
not.
Means never having to say
however,
you're sorry.
That
between human beings is
right.
Something that you know. That doesn't compromise, and that the badges don't grant extra rights.
I agree with you, Kelly. All I'm saying is that this guy knows he's untouchable, and
he's untouchable.
No, he knows he's untouchable. He's done things on camera before. Jason Talley attack him on camera, so he was recorded grabbing his camera and essentially assaulting Jason Talley.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, you know, has assaulted me as well, and he grabbed me by the arm one time and attempted to shove me out of a courtroom, which I was trying to legitimately record, and I'd had a notice put in to record that particular court hearing. He was trying to shove me out the door before the hearing was even over, and I went and I filed a complaint. I knew it wouldn't do anything, but I wanted to see anyway, right? They say, use the system to change the system. And so I try. I really have tried so many different ways to use the system to change the system. And you go down, you file a complaint, you fill out the form, they take your form, and then, you know, they blow it off. And they blow it off every single time. And Tebow knows, you know, these people, these government bureaucrats, they know they're untouchable, and that's why they behave like this.
Specifically to Cheshire County Superior Court, I do feel compelled to speak that in in my other experiences in other courthouses, I do travel armed. I do travel with weapons. I have walked into courthouses, which is allowed under New Hampshire state law. Amazingly enough, until about a week ago, you could take a loaded firearm farther into a courthouse to the security checkpoint legally than you could a camera.
In Keene.
In New Hampshire.
Was my understanding
because that order came from Concord.
We were in the Manchester Superior Court last week and were able to use video cameras in the lobby areas.
Comparatively speaking, you go to other places, I was absolutely blown away. I've gone into that courthouse in previous years for adoption hearings, taken cameras in, not had a problem, not had to file a notice, not had to file a motion. But what I saw today was not antagonizing behavior on the part of the people, the activists who showed up.
No, they were just quietly sitting down.
Absolutely not. We were behaving ourselves. And if I heard correctly, Pete was on the phone with someone down at the courthouse today. It just kind of saying, you know, how do I file a complaint? I want to file a complaint. Speaking for myself, I want to file a complaint. I want to write a letter to the editor. I want to write a blog post on Free Keene.
You should do all of those things.
Scream it to the hills. What I saw today was wrong.
You should do all of those things. And I hope something ends up working, because that's really the ultimate question, is what do you do about this? But I want to get a little bit more of your experience, Kelly, from today.
Mm-hmm.
Because they locked you in a cage down at the Cheshire Department of Corrections, or the spiritual retreat, as I like mm-hmm. to call it. You and Tally engaged in some singing of some chronic carols in there, and people can download the chronic carol song sheet over at the tools section of freekeene.com. So you can have your own chronic carols or Shire choir singing sessions. Then they bring you back into court for the rite of allocution. And unfortunately, Nemi and I had arrived late to that, so we didn't get to see your hearing. What transpired?
Well, basically what it was is the judge, basically, the way I felt, he wanted me to come in there and stand up for him.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I mean, you know what? I did it. I did it because, well, guess what? He showed me that. So I'll put you in a cage if you don't. And
sometimes you
really
have to do stuff under
like
duress.
Going back to the cage. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do stuff under duress. Did he lecture you too? Did he lecture you?
Oh yes, he lectured me for like 5 minutes straight.
Right. Same thing with Tally. I imagine the contents were similar. And thank you, Kelly, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Glad you're here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Me too.
All right. We continue here at 855-450-FREE. I gave her a hug on the way back and said, congratulations, you've broken your civil disobedience charity.
That's right. I hugged Tally when he came out, too.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Even in these remaining moments, there is enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there, so enjoy them. And so those features include the archives. Go all the way back to late 2006. Download as many as you want, all free. freetalklive.com. Now, tonight we've been talking about some serious crackdowns on freedom in the court systems here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is one of the target spots for people moving as part of the Shire Society or Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shire Society, by the way, is shiresociety.com. We haven't talked a lot about that, but it's something you're going to hear more about, I think, in 2012.
Yes.
Anyway, there are some severe camera restrictions and also restrictions on behavior, like you have to stand for a man in the robe or else you'd be put in a cage. But also, cameras are banned from everywhere in the court unless you beg permission. And if you beg permission, you're only allowed to use one camera in one location in the
one way.
Yeah.
You can take still shots or you can take audio video.
Right.
But you can't take both. Like you can't operate your own.
They won't even let you stand behind the camera and operate it.
Correct.
And so it's just like crazy controls. But fortunately, those insane controls don't go very far outside of the courthouse. And you, wherever you are, still have the ability to have a camera on you at almost all times, unless you're in some government office where they're trying to illegally, in my opinion, restrict your access to cameras. So one of the best places to have a camera is with you in the car. And the Freedom Cam can help you do that, because when you're in your car, you're subject to search, you're subject to being pulled over, you're subject to all manner of governmental harassment and attempted fundraising on their part. And FreedomCam.net has a great product and can give you some all-around protection. Not just video in front and inside your vehicle. You'll get the front driving view and the inside, the cab kind of view. Not just two video cameras built in, but also infrared built in. So if it's nighttime, the inside of your car is essentially coated with infrared light, which means that you'll be able to see the video footage when you play it back instead of just seeing the inside of a dark car. So that's pretty cool. That's a nice feature. In addition, it's got a built-in microphones, GPS navigation. You can actually pull up a map of where you've been and how fast you were going. And these things can come in handy not just in a police incident, but maybe in an accident or something like that, where you know you'll be able to pull and submit some useful information to perhaps prove that you were innocent. So whether it's traffic stops or other driving incidents, you can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. That's freedomcam.net. So let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Ed is listening in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hey, Ed.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening.
What's on your mind?
How y'all doing?
Great. What's up, Ed?
Hey, y'all were talking about that, and I just read an op-ed from Paul Butler, a former federal prosecutor, a professor of law at George Washington University, and he's talking about, jury nullification.
Hmm.
He's saying, like, and just reading over this, he talks about this guy, Julian Heichlin,
yes,
retired chemistry professor.
I am a fan. Julian Heichlin is, he's one of my heroes, Ed.
Okay. Well, he's charged with jury tampering, it says here, because he stood outside the federal courthouse in Manhattan.
That's right.
Providing information about jury nullification. But anyway, Paul Butler talks about this, if you want to look it up, in New York Times. Jurors need to know that they can say no. It says here, we should vote to acquit when we believe the law is unjust.
Mm.
And I tell you, this is something.
I'm so glad that's getting coverage.
System, do what?
I said, I'm so glad that's getting coverage in national press, that Julian Heichlin is.
Yeah, this is from Paul Butler. You know, the other night I told y'all about Michelle Alexander in the new Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
He's another one. His book is Let's Get Free, Hip Hop Theory of Justice. And he's, like I said, a former federal prosecutor, and he's speaking out against the war on drugs. But he's talking about nullification here, and he cites John Adams and Hancock and them. You know, they're saying that if you go to court, you know, a juror has the right, even no matter what the judge says, the prosecutor, whatever the law is, if he thinks it's unfair, they have the right to nullify that. And that's what he's saying. He's been on 60 Minutes talking about this, the Yale Law Journal. But anyway, you can check it out on.
It's outstanding.
Jurors need to know.
I would highly recommend anybody out there who hasn't heard of Julian Heichlin to take a look. H-E-I-C-K-L-E-N, I believe. Look into his case and find out more about what this man has done. Just in brief.
He's done nothing wrong.
No, of course not. He's just giving people information. But he's doing the same thing that we're doing. We've done jury outreach up here mm-hmm. in New Hampshire. I don't think you've done it yet, Nemi, but then again, they actually haven't had any jury trials recently.
Right.
So there isn't any opportunity. But there is one coming up that I know of. And so we've done that here. And for all the problems that we have in New Hampshire, and there are problems, New Hampshire still is one of the best places to be. It's certainly one of the best it's the best place to get active for liberty. And in regards to jury nullification, no one's ever been threatened with arrest for doing jury nullification outreach here. And unlike Julian Heichlin, who just kind of randomly shows up at a courthouse and passes stuff out front, we actually target the potential jurors. We'll show up the morning of jury selection and literally hand flyers to anyone walking into the courthouse on that morning. So, I mean, it's even more of a kind of...
Yeah, because that's not tampering with the jury. You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
To commit a crime, you have to have intent.
Well,
all
right, the tampering jury
information.
The jury tampering charge has to do with asking a jury to do something specific in a case. So if I were to approach
right,
a juror
right,
and say, hey, you should vote not guilty because blah, 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 then that would
right.
be jury tampering. But just telling jurors that they have a right to vote their conscience is in no way, shape, or form jury tampering. And
Hey,
Ed.
Ian.
Hmm? Yeah.
Hey, Ian. Do you mind if I read this last sentence in this article?
Sure, go for it.
This is... Dropping the case against Mr. Heichlin would let citizens know that they are as committed to justice and to free speech as they are to locking people up.
Mm,
but
yeah.
This is from Paul Butler.
That's not going to happen,
right.
Of course. They're not going to drop the case. They're going. They brought him. They indicted him on. I think. Did they hit him with jury tampering as well? I feel like they did.
Yeah, it says here he's charged with jury tampering.
Yeah. So they actually indicted him after the fact, I think, on jury tampering. And now he is going to go to court and he is going to take this to trial. And essentially the Fed's position is that anyone anywhere handing out jury nullification information should be illegal. I mean, it's crazy what these prosecutors are saying. Whether they will prevail is another question, and we'll certainly let you know. Ed, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. So, yeah, we've got problems. And, yeah, here in New Hampshire, specifically the Keene area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yes, we've lost ground. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Because we used to have the freedom to film in the lobby of the courts, and we no longer do.
and they have definitely cracked down, and they've gained some ground in this area. But on the other hand, they're desperate. And they're desperate to keep their legitimacy, which is what Julian Heiklin is threatening. He's threatening their legitimacy mm-hmm. by telling people the truth about their ability to vote not guilty based on their conscience mm-hmm. and nullify. And we're showing people that, the man, the emperor has no clothes, or in this case, he's wearing a robe, and that they're just men and women, and they don't deserve any extra respect that they haven't earned. And so I'm not going to stand up for them. And when you don't stand for a judge, when multiple people in a courtroom don't stand for a judge, that speaks to others. Mm-hmm. It sends a message that is a message that on our part is completely peaceful. We're not hurting anybody. But the message itself is incredibly dangerous, and it's dangerous to their legitimacy. Mm. And you see, the government counts on its illusion of this aura, if you will, of legitimacy that
authority,
sets it apart.
Right. Yeah.
It sets it apart from the standard criminal gang. People, when they look at government, they say, oh, well, that's our government, and we are the government, and look, they've got uniforms, and those people are helping us, they're providing services. There's all these stories that they're told when they're growing up about government. Of course, a lot of it is lies, and essentially it's all cover. I mean, the whole thing, the whole justice system and everything and the voting and all of it, it's all a big grand cover. A distraction away from what's really happening. That is, men and women, like you and I, mm-hmm. are ruling over other human beings mm-hmm. at the threat of violence. That's all that's happening here. And when you do something that is, by their definition, inappropriate, like not stand for a judge, it shows them that you've broken out of the matrix, that you're out of the system, you're no longer just... They don't get away with being able to say, all rise, and having you just kind of mindlessly stand up and then just sit down when you're told. You're not doing what you're told anymore. You've broken out of the mold, and this is something they have to get in line, or else other people will get it into their head that they can also say no.
Agreed. Now, I was in court a week ago, and I did stand for the judge. I generally do. At the risk of being of the howl going out over Free Talk Live land that I can almost hear right now. Anyway, I will only
do it under duress.
And that's the point you've gotten to. I'm almost there. I definitely red
pill
day.
Keep going to the courts.
That's right. Keep hosting Free Talk Live. And I was appalled today. It was unacceptable to me, and I want it to change.
Yeah, I hope it does. And I think that the only thing that's going to change it, I don't know if it's, maybe it will happen through the system somehow. I'd love to see that happen. There are people working on that, but I think that we need to get enough people here to where we can fill that courtroom with people not standing and have them arrest a whole courtroom full of people.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Bob.
FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who said it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.